with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Well over half of the federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act funds received by Riverside County have been spent or are earmarked and will be spent on specific programs, an executive office spokeswoman told the Board of Supervisors Tuesday. The county has received roughly $450 million in CARES allotments, originating from the federal government and dispensed by the state. Another $37 million is expected to be dispersed to the county before the end of the year. The first and largest installment, $431 million, was awarded in April. Since then, an additional $56.2 million has been assigned, according to Lisa Brandel. In a previous board meeting, the supervisors asked Brandel for specifics on expenditures that they did not feel were adequately addressed in her first presentation on CARES Act outgo, and Brandel returned with clear references, not laden with charts and graphs. By far, the county's largest expenditures have been for Riverside University Health System staffing, including a six-month round-the-clock activation of the Emergency Operations Center that has since ended, as well as procurement of personal protective equipment, the establishment of COVID-19 screening sites, and mobile labs. California voters will decide this fall on a dozen ballot measures, including Proposition 15. And as Cap Radio's Chris Nichols reports, the initiative would raise taxes on big businesses while providing new revenue for schools and local governments.
Prop 15 is expected to raise as much as $12 billion every year for local schools, community colleges, cities, and counties. It would do this by removing a property tax protection for big businesses, one that was granted in the 1970s under Proposition 13. The protection for homeowners would remain. Here's Yes on 15 spokesperson Alex Stack.
We're talking about Hollywood movie studios, companies in Silicon Valley like IBM and Intel, which have been around for decades, haven't changed ownership, are still paying property taxes based on assessments from the 1960s and 70s.
Under Prop 15, these large corporations would have to pay property tax based on current market value. Right now, they pay a much lower rate based on the original purchase price. But Rob Lapsley of the California Business Roundtable says the tax hike would harm not just big companies, but small ones too. Large commercial properties will pass the increase on to smaller tenants, such as restaurants, Lapsley says, in the form of higher rents and fees.
Ultimately, everybody pays this tax. But the most importantly, the small business owner is going to get hit exactly at the wrong time in this economic crisis.
The tax increase would kick in 2022 for some properties, but not until 3 years later for those where half or more of the tenants are small businesses. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
California voters in November will weigh in on how gig companies like Uber and Lyft treat their drivers. Proposition 22 would allow the companies to classify workers as contractors instead of employees. Uber and Lyft claim that allows for more flexible schedules. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports that the companies would have to offer some new benefits to drivers.
They would be guaranteed a minimum wage and healthcare subsidies if they clock enough hours on the road. The companies would also cover vehicle insurance and provide safety training.
Labor groups say that's not enough, and that drivers could still be exploited by the multi-billion-dollar companies. They're calling for Uber, Lyft, and others to classify their workers as employees in line with the law AB 5, which passed last year. So far, a handful of gig companies have spent over $180 million in support of the measure. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.